Because it's a long ways down for an old guy like me to get up. And I have something I want to show you and I want to share with the congregation. Now, when I was a young boy, probably about Kyle's age, maybe a little older, I was just taken to visit a Seventh-day Adventist church in Mount Pleasant, Texas. My mom and I went there and eventually became members of that church. Well, I happened to be one of the older boys in that church, and the Sabbath school leader, Mrs. Burnett, kind of took a liking to me, and she realized that being the only young man there, I needed probably some reading material. And what young man in that period in the 1960s needed some good reading material? And in fact, she probably thought that I probably needed some heroes. So she gave me a couple books, and one of them, the subject of that book, is in this box. Now, I want you to raise your hand if you know who this person is. Now, I know you're going to want to call it one thing, but does anyone know who this is? Yes, sir. That is an army man. Haley? Pardon? Well, it's not Ken. I know of the famous Ken and Barbie duo. He has a lot of friends named the same name. Lacey? Wow, I'm old. I actually had one of the originals of his family. He was originally called G.I. Joe. But this is not G.I. Joe. His name is Keith. Now that's odd, you say. Why should a play doll be named Keith? Because my story is about Keith, who was the subject of the book that I was telling you about. Now, I'm going to come down here so you can see a little closer. Is there anything unique in the way that Keith is dressed? Now, some of you that have read in your history books, and I know some of you probably know the answer, look at the uniform he's wearing. Okay, did you have an idea, Paul? Do you? What's his exact name? Oh, Paul is a bright young man. He's given us the name of our story. His name is Keith Argraves. Well, Paul, you're going to have to, that's your one question now. You're going to have to hold your comments because you're going to spoil my story. What, for the other children, what did Keith do? Does anyone know? He what? Well, he was a soldier, but he was not a fighter, technically. Not every soldier goes to fight. Some of them go to help fix soldiers who are wounded up. Kyle, did you have a comment? He was a medic. And a medic is kind of like a battlefield doctor, and he helps the other soldiers when they're injured and hurt. But there's a unique part to Keith's story that inspired me for a long time. Does anyone know what Keith did besides being a soldier and a medic? Okay, I'm going to wait because you kids are way too smart. I have a hint here for the younger kids in my pocket. Let me get it out. I tried to actually use it in my tie pocket, but it was too big. Okay, now, this is not your normal, everyday handkerchief. What is it? It's a parachute. Now, what does a parachute have to do with Keith? Cece. Ah, I think she's on to something. A paratrooper, as Keith was called, would be attached to this parachute and would jump from an airplane. Now, that takes a lot of courage, doesn't it? Well, one thing happened to Keith one day. He was in an airplane. He was heading over to a mission that they were going to do, but he was separated from his parachute. And the plane was going to crash. And I think it happened kind of unexpectedly. I think an explosion occurred and knocked Keith out of the airplane, away from his parachute. Well, what's going to happen if you're in an airplane and you jump out? Gravity, a thing that we all know about, occurs. And he fell to the ground. Now, most people, we fall from a short distance, or if I trip over the stairs, I hurt myself. But falling from an airplane is not a good thing, and you would probably normally be killed. But God had his hand over Keith that day, and Keith landed at just the right angle as he hit the snow-covered slopes of, I believe, France, I'm not sure on that, and came down through the trees, which slowed his fall, and tumbled and rolled and hit the snow slopes and rolled and tumbled down the snow slopes, just to the point. He was hurt greatly, broken bones and severe lacerations and cuts, but he was alive. And he owes that to God watching over him. Now, I don't think many of us want to go through that experience. And I thought, wow, what a person that was. And I would suggest, as Paul probably knows and as Kyle, to read that book, Keith R. Graves' Paratrooper. But there's one more little piece to this story I want to share with you. About 7 years after I read that book, I came to Oregon. Well, I'd come to Oregon before that time, but I was going to go to school at Milo Academy. And I went to Milo Academy, and in my senior year, a young man showed up on campus, and what do you think his last name was? R. Graves. His name was Theron. And who was his dad? His dad was Keith R. Graves. And so I was able to meet the real Keith R. Graves. And it was kind of a neat way that the Lord brought this story to life for me as a young man. Thank you for listening. I'll let you collect the baskets and collect the offering and go back to your seats.